Talking today with one of our area FFA stars in agribusiness, Bryn Bybee. She's from Stigler FFA. So tell us a little bit about your project, Bryn.
So my project is with photography and graphic design. I got to start my own business when I was 16 called Bryn's Barnyard. And then I got to start doing internships and working on my own to get to where I am today.
Well, this is a pretty cool project because this is something that even like me as an adult doesn't know how to do.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I think it's just I found the passion when I was 8 for my photography, and mm-hmm. then it just grew from there. And then I got to mix it with my livestock industry type side of things, and then I got to add graphic designing to it. And so it's just...
Well, tell us a little bit like a day in the life of Bryn's Barnyard. Yeah, tell us like what you would do all day.
So on a average work day, when I have customers to go see or a photo shoot to do, the day before is when all the preparation starts.
Sure.
As a young age, you have to be prepared for it. Whether mm-hmm. they think they're doing it just for you as a favor, you still need to show up and show them that you're professional, with or without the degree. Mm-hmm. And so I start out the night before of preparing, packing, getting everything ready for it. And then depending on where my photo shoot's at, I'll go to the photo shoot, and then if I have anything else to do that day, whether it's writing a blog or posting a graphic design or even starting on editing those photos, that's how my day normally averages out, is to start working on that, editing my website, making sure it's up to date, making sure I post on all social media platforms mm-hmm. to get my name out there.
So I would assume that you must have loved photography at a pretty early age.
When I was 8, we were on vacation in Florida. And my mom brought her camera. Well, I didn't know what it was. And I started taking random photos throughout the beach, mm-hmm. not knowing what I was doing mm-hmm. and using all my mom's storage for that vacation. But it was one of those moments where I look back to it now and I'm like, yeah, that's the day I found my passion. That's the day where I found that's what I want to do with my life.
Well, you mentioned already building a business of your own, but tell us who else kind of helped you get this project going.
Definitely my ag teacher and his wife. His wife works in graphic designing, okay. marketing, and so she definitely helped me start out with this is how you're supposed to build a website, because I didn't take computer science. Right. I did Spanish, and so her help was a lot, and then him motivating me to do it, and along with the support of my entire family, they were like, you can do it. Like, you may be young, and it's hard to get into the photography business, sure. especially with being a young person who doesn't have a degree in it mm-hmm. yet. It was one of those moments where I was like, if they have faith in me, I know I can make it.
Absolutely. Well, what have been some of your favorite moments throughout your FFA career? Because you're wrapping up. We're in the tail end now. So what are some of your favorite things that you remember?
Let's not get me started crying. It definitely has to be walking stage last year for my SAE. Mm-hmm. I got 3rd overall, and with my AgCom, that was my biggest goal in life, was to make it count. Mm-hmm. Don't start this business and then just give up on it, sure. or let it fall to the side. And getting to walk stage and being like, I made it with this. I made it to a point where I can go farther in life with it. I can continue to grow it and one day make it my full-time career.
Well, speaking of continuing to grow, so what are your plans for the future?
I plan to attend Oklahoma Youth Oklahoma State University next year to major in agribusiness and communications to one day start my own graphic design and photography company.
Well, and you're already got a foot in the door with already, that, right?
Yeah. We already started on that goal in life, and it keeps getting there sooner and sooner.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.